1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A federal court has ruled that the Trump administration cannot block congressionally approved funding to expand electric vehicle infrastructure. In a press release on Tuesday, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call announced the court granted summary judgment last week and concluded that the Trump administration's effort to withhold the funding violated the Administrative Procedure Act. Wisconsin joined a coalition of over a dozen states in filing the lawsuit, seeking to protect congressionally approved funding through the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program. Wisconsin is due to receive over $62 million of funding through the program, in addition to the overall economic impact from the jobs created. Attorney General Call also highlighted the environmental benefits of expanding the state's electric vehicle infrastructure, making it more feasible for residents to consider purchasing an electric vehicle. The National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program awards grant funding to businesses like gas stations, restaurants, and hotels to help cover the cost of installing electric vehicle charging stations. The Wisconsin Natural Resources Board unanimously approved a rule change on Wednesday seeking to bring state regulation of PFAS in line with federal drinking water standards. The rule change follows regulations enacted by the Environmental Protection Agency during the Biden administration. Under the Trump administration, the agency seeks to weaken those regulations to reduce which specific types of PFAS contaminants will have stricter limits. The agency's 2024 rule set limits for the two most common PFAS contaminants at 4 parts per trillion and 3 other types at 10 parts per trillion. Under Wisconsin law, the state-level drinking water standard requirements must be at least as stringent as the federal requirements. With the EPA seeking to roll back those previous protections, Natural Resources Board officials say increasing state regulations will better protect residents from the forever chemicals. According to a WPR report, an economic impact analysis conducted by the Department of Natural Resources found that meeting more stringent state-level regulations would not cost Wisconsin any more than meeting current federal drinking water standards. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Nearly 200 jobs are going away in western Wisconsin as Polaris plans to shut down its Osceola plant. The company says 189 workers will be affected. Layoffs will begin this summer and continue into early 2027 as operations wind down. The facility is located in Polk County, near the Twin Cities. State officials were notified of the planned closure this week. Even after all the recent rain, fire danger is rising again across much of Wisconsin. State data shows 57 counties now under high fire risk and 15 at very high risk. The DNR says there were still 50 wildfires last week that burned more than 150 acres. Officials warn dry air, wind, and debris from recent storms could make conditions worse. They're urging people to use extreme caution and avoid burning on windy days. Three Democrats running in Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district took on campaign cash and political influence at a recent forum in Stevens Point. Former Eau Claire City Council Emily Burge criticized party leaders for talking about overturning Citizens United while supporting a candidate with the biggest fundraising haul. Fellow candidate Rebecca Cook, who raised $2.4 million in the first quarter, said she supports ending Citizens United and banning stock trading by members of Congress. Former Ho-Chunk Nation Representative Rodney Rave also took part in the event, which is part of a series of forums before the August primary. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny to partly cloudy today with scattered thunderstorms possible later this afternoon and again tonight. A couple of those could be on the strong side, so be weather aware. Our high today, mid to upper 70s. Tonight will drop into the low 50s. Tomorrow, more scattered rain, could be heavy at times, with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.